you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part two of our series, The Diligent Person.
God would de-promote me if I'm not faithfully pastoring this church. He would give this vision to somebody else. Maybe one of you called a ministry, he'd give it to you if I'm unfaithful. He took the kingdom from Saul, who would take it from anybody else to get too big for their britches. You must remain diligent. You must remain faithful. I look at diligence as something I have to keep doing to keep the ministry going and definitely remain the pastor of the ministry, because if I quit being diligent, you'll notice it. And I'm always pressing to be more diligent than I am now, and that's because I want to succeed at the plan of God. Don't you want to succeed? When we started in the early days and we're spending all our money, I could have been buying my wife jewels and all that. Instead, we're paying for buildings to preach to two or three people. The buildings and two or three people coming because folks not reading the newspaper and following God to get here. Taking their sweet time getting here. But see, the pastor's wife has put up with that. If I have to get called in the middle of the night and go to the hospital, you know, I pretty much tell the baby, you know, I got to go to the hospital. You know, I go to the hospital, because unless it's life or death threatening with her, she understands they go to the hospital. But you, your husband may stay at home all night. You know, he doesn't have to take off. She may want to go on vacation for a month. Even if we save up enough money going a month, we can't really go in a month. Now, if we're causing the church a lot of money for guest ministers, we fly in to do Wednesday and Sunday or videos and combination of guest ministers. That costs a lot of money to do that stuff for people. You know, let alone the sacrifices of what we got paid in the early days. The first 6 years, we got paid nothing when you had it all together. Still equal nothing. 6 years of getting paid nothing. 6 years is a long time to work a job for free. I was feeling like I was trying to get Leo for Rachel and Rachel for Leah. I was like, what's going on here, brother? Just working and working. On, never see a paycheck. And we could have taken one, but then you wouldn't have this nice air-conditioned buildings with comfy chairs. You'd have steel seats. But I would have had some money. Sister and I would have been happy. We'd have had nice padded pews up front with the high-back chairs with the red and just watch you all sit on the steel. Those of you that would be crazy enough to endure it. But the good shepherd lays his life down for the sheep. So, but I do want people to understand there's a cost. And whenever you look at somebody in charge of something and it's running well and it's successful, that doesn't happen by accident. You can come here every week and get the word in a nice, comfortable atmosphere, a safe environment with things decent in order, with clean bathrooms. People get used to that and get spoiled and don't realize that doesn't just happen. There's somebody working in hospitality. There's somebody organizing them. There's somebody over that. Because you don't see what people do. You think they do nothing. Don't ever let it. Some of you have businesses or have ever run businesses or higher positions in your company. You know those people get paid that higher money for reasons, not because they're up there loafing. And realize if they didn't do a good job, you wouldn't have one. So they must be doing a pretty good job that you still have one. The fact that we have a sane church to go to, somebody must be doing something right. And that somebody's responsibility is me. Whether it's hiring the right people, firing the right people. Sometimes you got to fire the right people, too. You hire the right people, you fire the right people, you hire the right people, you make sure you put the right people in charge of different departments. We have a wonderful church, and I really enjoy being here. You guys are so awesome. But we could have had snakes still in the grass in here. But I preach some of them out the door. Just preach them on out the door. Just let them know that ain't happening here. Start acting crazy and talk about don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. They run all them funny people out. All those that don't want to flow, those who want to fight with me and want to break the peace, that offends them. Who he think he is? And I'll tell them, I think I'm the pastor of this church. Question, who do you think I am? And see, when they know they can't take over, they leave because they know they can't do that here. Apostles and bishops and pastors dropping out everywhere trying to take over. There's already a pastor here. We don't need a bishop. And we don't need apostles. The apostle of Jesus Christ, our apostle. So you go wherever you came from, and if they like you there, go back there. But move on out of here or flow. Flow or go. See, I say all that for a reason. People think I'm offended. The ones that are still here are here for a reason. The ones who left, they left for a reason. And I said it for a reason. And I'm glad they're gone for a reason. Because everybody don't belong here. I don't think we have strife in this church. Maybe it's getting so big, I don't know what's going on. Anybody in here aware of a whole lot of strife going on? I really think this is a peaceful church. I think most of us like each other. I notice you don't sit over there and you don't sit, so maybe y'all don't like each other. No, I'm teasing. But I know most of us like each other. No, we like each other. And we come together and we learn the word. And we're diligent at coming to church. And other people come in and they feel the love and they say, I like this place, and they like it. That doesn't happen by accident. That happens by intention. By all of you doing the wonderful work that you do when you volunteer, because I don't clean the bathroom anymore. Helen, I did for many years, particularly Helen, but we don't do it anymore. You guys make that for them. You guys make that for them. We are a family. And we have diligent people. That's why you see me pressing you. If you say you're going to be here, be here. If you sign on a thing, be there. Because if I didn't press you, some folk wouldn't be here as much. So the bathroom wouldn't be cleaned as often. Maybe some wouldn't work as well. That would create something other than what we have now. The diligent shall rule. I know I've been diligent at other churches. And I know Helen's been diligent at other churches. That's why we have a degree of rule. He who is faithful with little shall always be given more, because God is short. He's short-staffed. Anybody to show some kind of diligence and some kind of faithfulness, the Lord will reward them with some kind of responsibility. Always. I do the same thing. If I see somebody faithful and doing something well, I want to get them into a higher position as soon as possible. If I see certain gifts in them for leadership, I want to make sure we recognize those gifts. Sometimes people have the gifts. They never get involved anywhere. I never get a chance to see their gift, and they're sitting there saying, I'll volunteer if they, pastor, see my gift. Where am I supposed to see that? You want to be diligent in raising your kids? Learn something about.
Good morning, everyone. I want to let you know about something great happening at Joy Faith Christian Center on Sunday, September 21st. We will have our annual Big Sunday Celebration. This is a day of praise, worship, exhortation, and of course, the Word of God. We've shared our mornings together on the radio. Come and be a part of a live service. Be my guest as we roll out the red carpet for you, our partners and friends. Mark your calendar to join me Sunday, September 21st at 11 a.m. at Palm Beach Lakes High School in West Palm Beach, where together we will make a positive change.
Always. I do the same thing. If I see somebody faithful and doing something well, I want to get them into a higher position as soon as possible. If I see certain gifts in them for leadership, I want to make sure we recognize those gifts. Sometimes people have the gifts. They never get involved anywhere. I never get a chance to see their gift, and they're sitting there saying, I'll volunteer if they, pastor, see my gift. Where am I supposed to see that? You want to be diligent in raising your kids? Learn something about child rearing, about discipline. Read the Bible first, the best textbook. Then you can look at other ones, and where they line up with the Bible, they may be true. Where they don't, skip that part. But be diligent to do it. Anything you want to succeed at, diligence will get you there. You got discipline, dedication, and other ones too, but you can't do it without staying to it, because I'm guaranteeing you, anything you do worthwhile, you are going to encounter opposition. Some of the older people, I can't see it with you just sitting in the chair. Get somewhere, get involved. Let me see your faithfulness. You promote the faithful. And the faithful have their hands to something. And we do have people sitting in the church, don't put their hands to anything, and they're wondering, when am I going to put them in an important position? One day after never. I told you that before. One day after never, I'll put you in something important. If I don't see what you're doing and see you being faithful and committed to it, I'm not going to promote you. I would be a fool to do that. The Bible says you promote the faithful. The people who are putting their hands to do something well. People who keep their word. People who are faithful to do what they said they would do. That's the only person I will ever promote is the faithful. And the unfaithful get depromoted or relocated or whatever you want to call it. But it's required of a servant, a person to be in a position of authority or leadership to be faithful. God will depromote me if I'm not faithfully pastoring this church. He will give this vision to somebody else. Maybe one of you called a ministry. He'd give it to you if I'm unfaithful. He took the kingdom from Saul, who would take it from anybody else to get too big for their britches. You must remain diligent. You must remain faithful. I look at diligence as something I have to keep doing to keep the ministry going, and definitely remain the pastor of the ministry, because if I quit being diligent, you'll notice it. And I'm always pressing to be more diligent than I am now, and that's because I want to succeed at the plan of God. Don't you want to succeed? Am I telling the truth? They lived a lot of years, and you got trouble in life, don't you? And they know lots of friends who've lived. They've lived many years than we've lived, and they'll tell you, it ain't been easy, but they still here because they're the winners. They're the ones who retired and don't have to work till they're 99. They buy their houses and pay them off, and then they just live. live until they go home, see Jesus, and love and get involved in ministry and help people and be a blessing. That's the way it's meant for you, but that only belongs to the diligent. The other ones, they got friends. You got any friends, Mr. J, didn't make it? Got a few friends, didn't make it. Yeah, I should say a few former friends that didn't make it. We all got a few former friends, and why? Because they weren't doing what they were doing. And it wasn't always easy, but they wanted easy. The lazy person, the sluggard, the one who lacks diligence, the one who runs to opposition and runs back and tries something else, only run to opposition again, then run back. By the time they reached 65, they hadn't accumulated anything because they kept quitting every time they hit a hurdle. They said, you know what, I don't like this track. There's hurdles here. To find that every track in life has a hurdle. And people keep running from hurdles, never finish one lap on the track. You've got to understand it doesn't matter if it's hard. Doesn't matter if it's opposition. What I want is on the side of that hurdle. And I'm going to use my faith and my persistence and my diligence, and it's going to move. I'm going to study it out the way, read it out the way, talk to other people, get enough information out the way, but I'm going to find somebody to jump that hurdle, and I'm going to learn to jump it because I'm not afraid of working. Not a slugger. Not afraid of reading. Not lazy. Oh, ye simple, how long will you love your simplicity, the Bible said. Why did they say that? Because the simple person would never have much. I just want to be like a dumb animal. I just want to eat, sleep, and drink. I don't want to think. Don't want to have to run. I just want to eat, sleep, and drink. You see a cow's life. Would you like the life of a cow? They get up, go to the field, eat grass all day, go back, lay down, get up the next day, eat grass all day, maybe get a little milk, go eat grass again all day, then one day the knife comes down, it's over with. That don't sound like a thrill to me. That's not a thrilling life. Cows don't go on vacation. They don't have any excitement. They don't start a business. But cows don't have opposition either. But they also don't have accomplishment either. So if you don't want any accomplishment, keep running from opposition. But if you want accomplishment in your life to have a purpose and mean something, don't run from opposition. Don't run from opposition. Let's close in prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for the word. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us and encouraging us and motivating us and helping us understand the purpose for diligence. Father, we thank you so much as you have ordained every person in this room that's born again to be a winner, every person to be more than a conqueror, Father, every person to accomplish your will for their life, for being blessed and healthy and healed and whole. Father, help us to be diligent, Father. Remind us of the purpose and the plan that you got. And Father, let us know that through the opposition is the success. Through the opposition is the winning. Through the opposition is the health. Through the opposition is the finances. Through the opposition is the wonderful godly marriage. Father, help us to know this so that we can continue to press, continue to be diligent, to exert the continual effort till we win, Father. We thank you that we are ordained, equipped, and anointed for victory, and we shall have it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Just a moment longer, every head's body.
Today's message has been part two of the series entitled The Diligent Person.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry, prayerfully and financially.